Joined by Coach Hefner now. And Coach Hefner, another win, 7 in a row now, 46-26 over Carterville. They were a game bunch, but you came away with a win, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Just proud of our kids. You know, hung in and battled. Tough night tonight at times. Couldn't be happier for this group. Happy for the seniors to get out of here on a win on senior night. Get that 7th win. You know, now we're on to the playoffs and hopefully a home game.
Yeah, and Kendall Ballman and Logan Brown, they have had a good night rushing the ball tonight. And talk a little bit about that. I know we talked about Kendall Ballman all the time, and how big is it that Logan Brown now is back and he's fully healthy now?
Yeah, it's big to have both of them, because it, as you continue to go on and the better people that you play, the game becomes more physical. So to have two guys you can rotate, especially if they're both playing defense. Last year with Terrence didn't play much defense, it wasn't that big a deal. Those guys can't come off the field defensively. So, you know, we've got, you know, those two guys have been outstanding, especially the last 5 or 6 weeks.
And then tonight you had some turnovers, forced some turnovers on the defensive side of things. But and then also had a lot of penalties as well. Yeah. You hate to see that in week 9.
Yeah, it was frustrating. The penalty part of it was frustrating. Little things that got to get cleaned up, alignment errors and false starts and things like that. And we'll get that cleaned up. We'll get that cleaned up this week. You get, you know, with Tristan being out, you get some guys doing some things that they're not used to doing. And even if you rep it in practice and things like that, but need the game experience, to get real comfortable. So we'll get that fixed this week. Hopefully it's not a problem next week.
Yeah, and you finished the regular season, 7 wins in a row. You dropped the first 2 games, and now you've won 7 in a row. How big is that, especially after we talked in the preseason before about the expectations of the season, other people doubting you, and now you've won 7 in a row? How good does that feel?
Well, it feels great. You know, I hope the kids enjoy it. You know, we talk all the time about not being satisfied. It's okay to enjoy wins. There's nothing wrong with it. We're going to enjoy this, and we're going to enjoy the viewing party tomorrow, and we're going to enjoy the matchup and all that. That's what it's all about, because you're going to remember that. But we know we're not going to be satisfied with things tonight, and not going to be satisfied with just playing in week 10, but we want to win in week 10 and move on to week 11 and see how far we can go.
Yeah, and playoff matchup wise, we don't want to speculate too much, but you know, playoff wise, you look like maybe you could get a home game possibly, or
that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that 7-2 with our point total can get us a home game, and hopefully it does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll talk to you on our playoff show tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.